Time now to take five for your community on this Monday, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Rick Mattingly, Matt Pride with us from the Washington Fire Department. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Rick, we'll start with you. On July 4th, it's a fiery day because it is a big day for the Washington Fire Department. You guys got your annual 5K. You always do this on the 4th of July, right?
Yes. Yes, every year. This is our fourth consecutive 5K on the 4th of July.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to what you're raising this money for.
It is for the local 495 Kids Fire Relief Fund. Any kid that has a fire in Davis County that's involved in a house fire, we take them out. We get them new clothes, new shoes, whatever they need.
Wow. That's such a great thing that, you know, you're going above and beyond the call that the fire department is helping to provide for those displaced families after the fire, after being on the scene and putting your life on the line, then going a step above and actually helping them get a fresh start with the items they need. I think it's an awesome thing. This fund is always there, and if folks, if they're not the runners per se, you can always make a donation to this cause too,
can't you? Yeah, that's correct.
Now, Matt, we'll go to you. Talk about how you can get registered for the 5K run on July 4th.
You can stop by either station, either the main station, which is behind Winnie's on Arnard, or West End Station, that's West 10th.
And how much does it cost to get in?
$25. And if you get in within the 15th, mm-hmm. You'll get a T-shirt for pre-registration. And but you can still register at the day of the thing also on July 4th.
You can get registered even that day. And, you know, Rick, this is you've been doing the 5Ks now for a while, and this is a good one. It's fun. It's competitive. It's a good way to kick off your 4th of July because most people are not working that day, right?
That's correct. That's why we pick the 4th. It's always easy to remember. You know, the day of the week changes, but the date never changes.
And what is the route this year for it?
We start up at the Kiwanis building and in there at the Kiwanis building. We'll head down to the railroad tracks and then up Memorial, over to Grand up to the hospital, then down by the golf course and through Green Acres and back up.
Do you have any prizes this year?
We have an overall male and female winner, and then we have age groups, male and female winners of age groups.
Okay, it's on the 4th of July. What time does everything get underway?
Registration opens at 7:15, and the race starts at 8:30.
So you're pretty much just a morning in and out and done, and you wrap it up pretty quick,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, by 10:30, 11 o'clock, everybody be on their way.
And if you don't want to run, you can always walk, too.
That's correct.
You can always walk the route as well. It's the Fire Department's 5K Run Walk. It is on July 4th, an annual tradition each year with the Washington Fire Department, 4 years now.
Yes.
And it's to raise money for the Kids Fire Fund. So if a family is displaced due to a fire, the Fire Department helps the families by getting the kids the supplies they need to get a fresh start. It's a great cause. If they would just like to make a monetary donation to this fund, what's the best way to do that?
Just stop by either station, or if you know any of the local firemen, you can give it to those.
Well, guys, again, I think it's a great thing you're doing there. Come out to the 5K Run Walk on July 4th. It's a competitive event, but it's fun at the same time. It's a great cause. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll step it off, and they'll be ready to roll. You'll be in and out pretty quick, so you have the rest of your holiday to do with as you wish. But you can help a great cause on the 4th of July with the Washington Fire Department. Anything else we need to throw in the final seconds this morning?
We just want to thank everybody that's participated before and this week. And we'd like to thank the local volunteer departments. They helped us with a raffle on this too before earlier in the spring. So we'd like to thank all those that helped with our raffle in the spring.
All right. Well, let's keep this fun going strong. Come out and take a run on July 4th with the fire department to help the Kids Fire Fund. Again, you can register at both fire departments. Try to do that before June 15th so they get a head count. But if you just want to show up the day of, that's okay too. Guys, thank you so much. Best of luck with your run this year. We appreciate you coming in for the update this morning.
All right, thank you.
Take five, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.